Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Funny Face Juice post-game report on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Jim and Eddie here with you. Eddie, how are you?
Fantabulous! And away we go! Oh, boy. Too much Island of Hockey for your brain to handle, Jimmy?
Well, yeah, I got a list of fucking complaints to go. Excuse my language there. Oh my God, I'll get it whenever you're ready. I'll get into it, but Jesus, my God.
Oh. Well, I have to say I'm a little bit worn down by the John Sim show, the Jack Hillen Awards, that other defenseman they were lauding. I don't know what his name is, but I am so sick of seeing garbage on the ice as far as the Islanders go. I feel like it's a scrimmage. It's like an open practice that I'm watching, and we can do nothing but look bad. So fire away with your gripes, your concerns, your rants, because frankly, I'm worn down from all those posts.
All right. Well, for starters, okay? Now, for those of you that watched the games the last two nights on Center Ice, you probably had to suffer like I did with two nights of Islander hockey on MSG. Howie Rose and Butch Boring, okay?
Butch Boring,
he's, first of all, he's right up there with Chico Resch waving the pom-poms. That's first of all. I mean, he's ridiculous. He's one of the, I call him one of the MSG bald Avengers. I mean, he's just ridiculous. Come on already. Every call that goes against the Islanders, he whines about. Every missed call, oh, that should have been a penalty. Oh, the Islanders deserve a better fate than this. Oh, they don't deserve to lose. Oh, this is terrible. And Howie Rose, screw you, Howie Rose, because you know what? Last week you had the balls, whether you knew you were on air or not. First, you had the balls to say that the game sucked. The Islanders sucked, and you were tired of it. You couldn't wait for spring training, even if it is the Mets, right? First, you go on, you say that, and then you said, hold on, Howie, you know what? Since you're here, I got the clip for you, Howie. Here we go. Sorry if it's a little low, but I did the best I could.
I know. I was not thinking this is strange. This spring training at.
Yeah, the Mets are going to save you, Howie. The Mets will save you.
Yes. Hey, let me know how this game turns out. Not that I particularly care.
Okay, first you say that, and then when you get caught with your pants down, then you go on the air with this half-assed apology, and you don't even have the balls to stand behind it. You blame it on the guys in the truck. So here, Howie, here's your apology.
In downtown Atlanta, the Islanders with a 1-0 lead over the Thrashers as we continue along at our second intermission report brought to you by Jaguar. The Islanders getting a late goal in that second period from Michael Grabner during a 4-on-4. And by the way, I want to apologize for something that went out over the air during the first period, which was not supposed to go out over the air. It is all my fault. We were having technical difficulties down in the truck, and I said some unfortunate things that were born completely out of frustration with some confusion that we were experiencing here of a technical nature. If you've been watching the Islanders lately, you know we have all been in a rather frustrated.
It's all your fault, but it's the technical difficulties we had in the truck. You're a jerk, Howie. And then you spend the last two nights, I had to listen to you kissing the ass of this organization because you're afraid you're going to get Jaffied out the door for not being rah-rah enough, complaining about Avery and every hit and every call and screaming every time the Islanders do something good. And there's, what's his name, last night scored a goal and now I can't think of the guy's name. He scored a goal, and he goes into this celebration like he's Ovechkin scoring to save humanity. And you're laughing along with him, having a good time. And then Bugard gets a high stick to the face, and you're making fun of him. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, isn't it? Screw you, Howie. I hope you have to work for that team for another 40 years. You know what? I'm done with you, and I'm done with your Matteau call. I've had it. So here you go, Howie. Here, this is one last for you.
Petitoff for the Devils plays it cross ice into the far corner. Matteau swoops in to intercept. Matteau behind the net. Swings it in front. He scores! Matteau!
Screw you, Howie Rose. F off. Shove the Islanders up your ass, and I hope you like Kansas City because that's where you're going to be working. And then you can root for the, and then you can wait for the Royals spring training to start when they suck out there too. Go to hell, Howie. And then, let me continue. P.A. Parento, screw you too, pal. You taunting the Rangers last night? You lost the game. You lost the game. And you're taunting the Rangers? Go to hell, P.A. Parento. You suck. All right, I'm done for the moment. For the moment. I got more, but I'm done for the moment.
And if, may I add some more fuel to your fire? P.A. Parento ditched us on this show.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, what'd you have, a hangnail? You putz, you jerk, you good for nothing. Thanks for the two shootout goals. Go to hell. Enjoy Kansas City or Quebec or wherever the hell else, that Portland or New Orleans or China with Chairman Wang. Enjoy it. You know, I developed these last two nights having to listen to that garbage on between those two and the way they present the game just completely renewed my hatred for that team. Ugh. They showed this ridiculous commercial, which is supposedly like those Corona beer commercials with a guy and a girl sitting on the beach, and an Islander goalie comes over and grabs the guy, throws him out of the chair, and a big thing comes up. This is Islander country? Where? Hong Kong? Hong Kong? You got 2,000 fans a night showing up in that stadium. Last night, when the Ranger fans started chanting DP sucks, Howie Rose had to scream to be heard over the Ranger fans. So screw the Islanders, screw Howie Rose, screw their fans, screw all of you. Screw Butch Goring, Brian Trottier, Bossy, Jan Potvin, all of you. Billy Smith, every last one of you. Fuck the Islanders.
Wow.
Oh, I got one more thing. Let me tell you something else, Islander. Let me tell you something else, Islander fans. Here, here's another thing. Philadelphia Flyers called us tonight. They would like to thank the New York Islanders for being the gayest thing I've ever heard, even gayer than he scores a goal for Tasty Cakes. And I mean no disrespect to gay people. That is the most ridiculous goal song I have ever heard in my entire life. Our song, the Cupcake song, is more masculine than that friggin' thing. Woo! 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 Every last friggin' Islander fan taking it in a poop shoot. Woo! I'd be off the goddamn rails. All right. Now, before we get into it really quick, I want to read Eddie something. I got a very nice, I got another email this morning. Wait till you hear this one. Let me find it really quick here. Where did it go?
It's from Howie Rose.
Here it is. Yeah, next week on the show, Howie Rose. Hi, Jim. I just wanted to congratulate you and Eddie for a truly fantastic radio show and website. Living in South Africa, we don't get any hockey on satellite channels, so I live off bad online streams, radio broadcasts, and, of course, my most important source of Ranger news, Blue Shirt Banner podcasts. I download all your shows and often spend that evening listening to the recordings while I make supper or have a beer. You guys crack me up and keep me informed, and it's an absolute joy to spend 2 hours of my life hearing you rant, rave, and report. Keep up the excellent work, and please never stop making the show. Chris and I went back and forth with a couple emails. It turned out that his dad was a hockey player as a kid, and the Rangers were the team that his dad followed, and Chris was kind of in and out of hockey as he grew up, and then got kind of back into it with his dad, found out that his dad, when he was a hockey player, rooted for the Rangers, so it just kind of turned Chris on to the Rangers. And it's a guy that, as far as I can tell, has lived in South Africa all his life, and here he is getting all his information from us. So, Chris in South Africa, we really appreciate you listening. Thanks for checking in, and we'll hopefully entertain you as we go along tonight. So, a sweep, Eddie. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited in the fact that, you know, we set out with a mission to get 4 points, and they got 4 points. Now, last night's game wasn't – what are you laughing at? Hockey night in Kenya?
Hockey night in Kenya. I love that.
Well, really.
Sorry. Thanks, Waz. Nice one.
That's a good one. I want to say that they needed to get to 4 points. They needed to put the Islanders in their rightful place, which is in the loss column. They did that. Last night's game was extremely sloppy. But the Rangers came back a couple times and showed some resilience where I think in other times they would have just folded. That game was just a wacky game. I always feel like when they're playing at the old barn on Country Road, the mausoleum over there, that
Comac Motor Lodge.
It's like a it's more like a scrimmage or an open practice. It doesn't seem like a real game at that place. There's more Ranger fans there than Islander fans, and it just seems like both teams just are very lax. And it's good. And tonight, I think the Rangers play predominantly their game. I'm still very disappointed in the amount of shots that they get on net in the game. They only had 19 shots tonight. You got to get more, especially against the Islanders. They don't really have a cohesive defensive unit out there. But with that said, I thought Frosty's favorite player, John Sim, was all over the place. he got called for a reason. You know, listen, the referees were horrible tonight again. That John Sim interference call where he got pushed into Lundqvist, that wasn't a penalty. Just like, I'm not coming to the Islanders' defense. Listen, they deserve every bad fortune they get, especially even that Avery call where Rollison tripped up Avery. That was a dive, too. But I thought the Rangers played well. Some of the guys that I thought really played well, Dan Girardi played a hell of a game. Anytime Tavares got the puck, he just knocked him off of it. He played a really good game. Mark Stahl, again, he had that big hit. I love that he's now incorporating the physical part of his game. We're starting to see it every other night. Delzato had a big hit in the first period. The Rangers, I can't even remember the Islanders throwing a hit. I think maybe Kanapka. Somebody got hit pretty tough. I forgot who it was on the Rangers. Someone got hit. I'm sure the chat room will remind me. But the Islanders didn't do much hitting, and I thought the Rangers basically won every one-on-one battle. And I was proud. And Anisimov got more playing time. You know, he's my favorite player right now, the guy I'm rooting for the most, rather. And I don't like the idea that they say he's struggling. He's not struggling. He's he's just not playing as much. And some people have surmised that he may have had the flu the last couple of games. He did play a lot more tonight. And I think Derek Stepan on the point looks very good. That looks like it's a good move having him on there. He's so smart with the puck. And since he is so unselfish, might be a slick move that they pulled off there. And I don't know. I was more impressed with tonight, but it was a nail biter. 1-0 with and how easily the Islanders scored last night in quick fashion. You couldn't rest in that game. So it was. And I see people talking about Frolov. You know what? Frolov shit the bed on one play there where he should have scored. But he actually looked more involved than usual tonight. Not to say that he's turned it around, but against the Islanders, everybody's afforded the chance to improve their game. And even Erik Christensen, a guy who I said was a bum Wednesday, he's playing well. I still think he's a bum, but the bum's playing well. 4 points in the books. That's 4 points we're going to need coming down the stretch. You've got to beat the lesser teams, and really, can you get any lesser than the Drylanders?
Mandar's here, and we have to. I have to give him his props because we gave him crap when the Islanders got off to the fast start, but here they are. December 3rd, 5 wins, and he said they would not have double-digit wins. I don't know if he said December 15th or December 30th, but he might as well have said February 15th at the rate they're going. So Mandar was absolutely right. I'm glad I didn't make a wager.
Yeah. No, Mandar knows his stuff. He's just so freaking annoying sometimes.
And the Rangers are now 16-11-1. 1 point behind the Flyers, although the Flyers do have 2 games at hand. And they're only 3 points behind Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a game at hand. So, like you said, four points. These points count just as much now as they do in March and April. I'm looking at the conference standings. They're now five. Tampa Bay's 2 points behind them with 2 games at hand. Boston's 3 points behind them. But Boston has – how does Boston have 4 games at hand on the Rangers? I don't understand that. But the Rangers have played more games than anybody else in the playoff race. And they've got at least 1 game at hand on everybody. 2 games at hand on Philly, 2 games at hand on Montreal. Montreal has 2 games at hand. Philly has 2 games at hand. It's strange. But anyway, you want to take phone calls? Or?
Yeah, sure. Let the fans a minute.
All right. Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, not much. What's going on with you guys?
Did you see the whole game? I get the feeling you didn't.
I watched the entire game, but with the way Jim's ranting, it didn't seem like the Rangers won. It sounded like the Rangers failed miserably, so he's just yelling at somebody that he wants to put the blame on.
No, I wasn't yelling at the Rangers. I'm thrilled with what the Rangers did. I'm just yelling because I had to suffer through 2 nights of Islander Nassau propaganda. Here, I'll give you another one. I got another one. When you remember when Avery took the offsides on the power play? I think it was in the first period. Butch Goring laid into him, right? He broke a cardinal rule of hockey. You don't do that. That's a lazy play by a lazy player. Avery's got to be thinking when he's out there. Third period, Islanders on the power play, Islander offsides, and all of a sudden he's Helen Keller. Nothing.
I'm confused. Going offside on a power play is against the cardinal rule?
According to Butch Goring. But when the Islanders did it...
Butch Balding?
The Bald Avenger. He had
Butch
nothing
Balding?
To say. Yeah, Butch Balding.
Well, I feel sorry for you for sitting through both nights listening to the Islanders broadcast.
And, I kind of had the feeling that, with the home and home, I figured, well, at least one of them I'm going to have to listen to Islander broadcast. And then when it was last night, I thought, okay, they gave the Islander feed tonight because they're the home team. So tomorrow night, that means I'll definitely get that. It never even entered my mind that I wouldn't get the Ranger feed. And then, the opening is exactly the same. They kind of show, the graphics. And I'm watching it, and the graphics kind of spin around, and it'll either say New York Rangers or New York Islanders. And it starts, the graphic starts to turn, and it says Islanders. And I'm like, I'm like screaming, you got to be fucking kidding me. I got to listen to this again.
Hey, oh, oh.
I know, I'm working blue.
Well, to get you updated on the Rangers broadcast at the beginning, Hal Trawick was saying that they have Pat LaFontaine with them as the analyst, and he's showing LaFontaine scoring a goal with the Islanders against the Rangers. And then when they showed him scoring a goal with the Rangers against the Islanders, he said, and I quote, "And there he is again, scoring this time against the Islanders in their Gordon Fistix jerseys, and he looked ridiculous."
Nice.
That was good. Al Trout face. A tip of the cap.
You know it's good when he says that.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, Jim, I mean, you know how I am watching this the Ranger broadcast. It was no fun these watching these idiots. It took them like, I think everybody in the building, including every viewer, and I'm sorry, guys, if you don't think this happened, you're looking through Ranger color glasses, but that was a nice elbow Callahan gave Hans and Franz Nielsen there, whatever, right? And it took them like 20 minutes to figure that that was an elbow. I think he got him with the shoulder, Joe. He was low, Sam, and then he hit him with his shoulder. That was an elbow, dude. There was no way. I mean, Zach, come on.
I honestly, I don't want to talk about that in just in case the NHL officials are listening to the show. Yeah, you never know.
You don't want to talk about it. What's a radio show?
We've got. What'd you call it for? I don't want to talk. What are you pulling a Mark McGuire? I don't want to talk about the past. What are you misremembering the whole thing? You pulling a Clemens?
you want to talk about it?
You're affiliated with the NHL store, but you're not affiliated with the NHL. I got news for you.
That is true.
Yeah.
Even though I'm always bad mouthing the Penguins at the NHL store.
Unless Bettman's making out your schedule.
What?
Unless Bettman's making out your schedule.
Oh no. He doesn't know my schedule.
Hello, Zach, this is Gary Bettman. Can you work the 3 to 9 tonight? We had a call out.
And you're gonna give me a different address saying, yeah, the store moved over here, so we want you to come over here.
Speaking of the NHL store real quick,
and then we'll go back to the Callahan thing. Doug Weight was at the store today.
Was he?
Yeah. Too bad I missed him.
Nice.
Did he play tonight?
No, he didn't. He's still out with like back spasms.
Isn't he like 50?
He's close.
Like that.
He's close.
It's like Dwayne Rollison's age.
How was Doug Weight when he started his career with the Rangers? Like, what was his record?
You mean what were his numbers?
Thank you, numbers. I'm half asleep right now.
Doug, give me a second. I'll pull him up.
Well,
go ahead, Eddie. I'll pull it up his numbers
Doug
as we speak.
Doug Weight was a feisty player, a good player. But he got in Mike Keenan's doghouse real quick and for some reason did not see ice time and then was traded. I always liked Doug Weight. Doug Weight and Amante came in the same time, Tony Amante. Go ahead.
Weight was traded before Keenan.
Really?
Yeah, Weight was traded for Tiekkanen. Taken in part one.
Oh.
Oh, then I'm wrong. Wow. Huh.
He had, Wade had 32 goals, 56 assists in, no, wait, hold on. He had, he had 23 goals, 20, if I'm reading this right. He had about 60 points with the Rangers in about 120 games when he was traded. He was traded straight up, I think. Yeah, straight up for Edmonton.
Oh, I guess it must be Amati I'm thinking of then.
Huh. Probably.
Trust me, the brain cells have gone over the years. All right, now let's go to the Callahan thing.
Okay. I definitely need to look at the replay again, but it looked as if
he
left escape.
They showed 35 of them on the show.
What?
They showed it for 20 minutes on the broadcast. You got to see a replay?
Yes, I got to see another replay because doesn't it look like that he left his skates?
He did leave his skates. He did. I'm not gonna deny it. He left his skates.
I think he did some repercussions from the penalties off of that.
Yeah. No, he definitely left his feet, Zach. There's no question. I went back. They showed the replay a couple of times, then I went back and watched it a few times because I went just to. Just to make sure I was seeing right, but yeah, he left his feet. Because at full speed, it was hard to tell if he actually did leave his feet. Because at first I thought he didn't. I thought he just kind of raised his body up and
That's
threw
what I
the
thought
hit.
As well.
But if you go back and watch the replay in slow motion, he did leave his feet. Definitely.
All right. Well, you think he'll be suspended for that?
I think he's going to get a game.
He might get a game. You never know. Who knows with this league? You know, you never know. It's day to day. What this is, you know, it's spin the wheel. It's like Eddie's favorite line: spin the wheel of debt in the league. It's spin the wheel of suspensions. You know, I mean, it really is. I mean, there's no consistency.
Three games.
You know, Colin Campbell can stay. You know, the league can spin it any way they want, but there's no consistency with the calls discipline that's handed out. So Callahan could get a game. He could get nothing. He could get five games. Who knows?
Maybe it'll cancel out because he got slew-footed by Crosby and there was no penalty on Crosby. So maybe it cancels out.
He didn't get.
Well,
come on, that never happened. It's been deleted from the record books. erased from the record books.
All the video's been destroyed.
Yeah. It's been locked away in a crate like the Ark of the Covenant. It's been being looked at by top men.
Yeah, no, that's that definitely was a penalty. And I don't know, Brian Boyle gets the empty netter at the end.
He's been second on the team with the most goals.
I know he seems to be at the right place. At the right time now.
But it's the perfect opportunity for Sanders to trade him.
No, I don't think so.
Is he UFA at the end of the year?
He's an RFA.
RFA.
Yeah.
So, and the defense, how'd you like that spinorama by Emminger? Holy cannoli.
Yeah, great. Who knew he had a move?
That. I was like, holy cow.
And how about that opportunity by Fedotenko right in front of the net? It was a long pass from Lundqvist.
And he just, I don't know what he did on that.
Yeah.
And they hit two posts. The Islanders hit a post. You know, it's tough to get. The Islanders games are just such a different animal to me than the rest of the games. I just feel like there's just some kind of mojo floating around in the building and in the air there. It's not really a...
Yeah, the garden's
like
probably the asbestos.
Yeah, probably. The crowd... Now, I don't... You know, listen, I'm not going to go into my range of faithful because I love them, but did that crowd seem a little bit quiet to you?
Tonight, yeah.
I don't...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were quiet.
Quiet.
I thought they were noisier last night on the island.
Well, the thing is, at the island, there's so many... goal scoring opportunities and so many goals scored. Here at the Garden, even though the Rangers had great control of the puck, the Islanders kept breaking up the play. They just couldn't get control of the puck in the Rangers zone. So that made it a really dull game, and, you know, the fans were quiet.
Yeah. And like Mandar is saying, we really got to give a tip of the cap to the handsome Swede get his fourth shutout of the year now. Granted, he didn't get all that much work, but he was there when he had to be. I love that. And, I really like the fact that the Rangers were finally figured out that, you know what, we can have our defensemen rush and really not get burnt by this team too much. And that's when I thought the Rangers really took over the game, when they allowed their defensemen to become part of the offense. And I really thought that was a turning point in the game, because the first period was kind of like, like not really getting any shots on goal. And, with the Islanders, if you think about it, if that first line isn't on with Parenteau, Tavares, and Molson, really, how much can you get burnt? I mean, how many goals is Blake Como going to get? You know, we know he's going to get at least a couple more, because we've got some games with the Rangers left with the Islanders. But, you know, they really don't have too much after that. So, but the Rangers aren't accustomed to doing that, you know, trying to go on the offense. They're more of a hitting team, or more of a forechecking team. The forecheck was really good at points tonight. But Prust played another good game. Avery played a good game. I can't really think of too many guys I can say, wow. I think everybody had a decent game tonight.
Aside from Lundqvist, I think Prust was the best player for the Rangers tonight. Prust, he kept hustling. He had like three scoring opportunities. I mean, that guy just never quits.
Yeah, he always surprises me, too. He always, you know, he'll show a little bit of a skill move, and I'm like, wow. You would never expect that from him. And you're like, wow, he has that in him. And that's what I like. And if I have to say anything good about the Islanders, I give that Dwayne Roloson a lot of credit. Because if it wasn't for him, they would be, I mean, they'd be, I can't even say this, but they would actually be worse. He is the only thing positive about that team.
Absolutely agree. Yeah, he was definitely the best Islander on the ice. He kept them in the game. If not, the Rangers would have been up 8-0 with the way the Rangers were playing.
I mean, so Jim, who stood out for you?
Well, another thing I was impressed with, the last two games, they held Tavares to 5 shots on goal. He had 1 shot on goal last night and only 4 tonight. He had 2 assists last night, but, I mean, they did a pretty good job keeping him off the score sheet. I mean, he's not having a good season right now, but, I mean, nobody on that team really is. But still, you know, he's their main guy. You know, they did a good job keeping him, ineffective both nights. I was thinking about this last night, and you know, sometimes when a team has a good season, has a surprising season, a successful season. Now, I'm not just talking about a championship season, but you look for a lot of the little things, and one of the things is coaches' moves. Like you just see, it seems like everything a coach does just kind of works out for him. And it seems like Tortorella is just kind of, you know, a lot of the things he's doing are just happen to be hitting right. You know, like he pulled Biron last night, and, you know, Biron wasn't having, I thought 2 of the goals he gave up were bad, but he didn't really pull Biron. He just thought they needed a shakeup, you know, like Keenan used to do with Richter. He just thought they needed a lift, and it worked. You know, it's putting Avery up on the Gaprick line finally. That's clicked. And, you know, those little things start to add up over a season, you know, where it seems like last year everything he tried went wrong. And this year a lot of what he's doing is going right. And those are, you know, you need those things to happen. You need, you know, it's a lot of it's luck. You know, it's a crapshoot a lot of times. But I'm just starting to notice that, you know, these things that they add up over the course of a season. And you know, you got to be good, but you got to be lucky too. And you know, he's finding some luck with these moves he's pulling. So, you know, how far that's going to take him as far as the season goes, I don't know. But right now, everything's clicking for the most part.
I like the first line he's got with Christensen, Avery, and Gabrick, and I absolutely love the second line with Stepan, Dubé, and Cali. That line has been clicking, unbelievable. I mean, it's unfortunate that Anisimov is no longer with them. Speaking of which, was Anisimov playing tonight?
Yeah,
he played well. I think he hit the post. thinking this one will fit the post or something. Yeah, he looked good because they started double shifting. When Bugard went down like a ton of brick, man, when he went down, I think I heard the ground shake. I mean, he went down.
I thought there was going to be a crack in the ice.
Yeah. I mean, he went down, he was stunned. He was like, you know where he was? And his stick broke, and it looked like a giant railroad tie was in the middle of the ice there.
That's what I said in the game thread. I said his stick is on the ice. It looks like a tree trunk.
Yeah. It's like Paul Bunyan out there. I'm like, holy cow. And then he got to see this small play with Krolov and Gaborik. And then I really was like, okay, because, you know, I'm pulling for Artie all the way, you know. And I'm just like, now he's finally getting some. And I think temporarily for one shift he was back with Callahan and Doobie. And then they went right back to their old tricks with the heavy forecheck. And, you know, it's good. All right, I'm going to lay off Torts for the Artie thing right now because they're winning. And if somebody gets hurt, it's good to have a guy that can step in, you know. But, you know, apparently they don't think Anisimov has the vision to play with Marion Gaborik. Everybody else can play with Marion Gaborik except Artem and Anisimov. But I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. This is joyous times in Rangerville. We have 4 points to bask in the glory of beating the Islanders, and no regrets. Took care of business. Now we got a home and home against Ottawa, or as they say up on the north of the border, if you watch the telecast, Ottawa. So we're going to play Ottawa twice, and we'll deal with Jason Spezza and the return of Kovalev and Daniel Alfredson. But right now, it's happy times.
Speaking of Ottawa, I don't know if you heard about the game against San Jose when Danny Heatley returned. There were a lot of fans that took their Danny Heatley jerseys and just chucked it onto the ice.
Hmm.
It was LeBron coming back.
Yeah, it didn't quite get the coverage. Hey, how good was you know, we were making fun of Messier working with the players on the faceoffs, but Stepan was 7 of 8 tonight on faceoffs.
That kid's got the magic hands.
Try to add up.
Does too.
11 of 20, 16 of 29. I'm trying to add up the faceoff numbers. 23 of 37. No, he's been pretty bad on faceoffs tonight. The Rangers as a whole were really good on faceoffs tonight, but he was 7 of 8. Christensen was 8 of 14 on faceoffs. Everybody was over 50%. Except for Frolov, who was 0-for-1, and Avery was 0-for-1. But everybody else was well over 50% on their faceoffs tonight, so that was good.
For lack of a better word.
Speaking of Avery, what do you think of his game tonight?
Who, Avery?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
His mouth got him into trouble.
Yeah, that was kind of
what did he say? That was...
He was just arguing with the ref.
You know what?
Eddie, it doesn't matter what he said. The fact is that he couldn't sometimes you just got to shut up, especially when you're him. You know what I mean? I mean, I get what you're saying. He probably didn't say anything more than that was a bullshit call or something, you know, something stupid like that and innocuous.
Saying that will get him to 10 minutes.
But he's Sean Avery. And you know, they're just waiting for him to do something, and he does it. He gives them that opportunity.
I'm going to have to defend Sean here because a friend of the show, Pat LaFontaine, pretty much said that was a makeup call for not giving Callahan a 10-minute misconduct and an extra minor. That's what he was implying.
Really?
That was more of a makeup call, yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. He could have just not said anything, and there would have been no bone of contention, so to speak, as whether it was justified or not. But and Stepan's clocking in at 39.4% on faceoffs. Holy cow.
For the season?
Well, that was a really good night. 39% is horrible.
If that's a good night for him, I can imagine what it would be like if his mom was in attendance again.
Oh, I heard she's got good hands, too.
And speaking of Tavares, he was 6 of 17 on faceoffs. Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch. And one of his wins on faceoffs was Sean Avery. So he went 0 for 3 against Stepan. He went 1 for 4 against Boyle and 3 for 8 against Christensen.
Wow,
so
he's got that healthy environment to improve.
It's a winning environment. Jackie Walnuts Capuano.
Did you see what Wazili said about the Avery comment?
No.
He said he called the secondary ref sloppy second.
I want to see funny.
You gotta love it.
I gotta tell you, funny man. Been with us a while too.
Yeah. So, all right, Zach. Listen, we're gonna get another call on the line, but thank you, sir.
Yep. I'm visiting me at the store tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's when I'll be there.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Awesome. Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, my
take
friend.
It easy. Bye.
Later.
The great Zach. And here, just since Cutter's here, how about this?
You're my yummy, yummy cupcake! Yummy, yummy cupcake! Fuck that! Fuck that shit!
Exactly. Robbie, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, totally. What's going on? Very happy that they swept them.
I didn't keep you on hold past your bedtime, did I?
No, I'm good.
I'm just giving you shit,
so
Robbie.
What's next, probably.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, you're right. So, but anyway, the Rangers take preference over basketball. So, but
I like
anyway,
that.
What?
I'm only kidding. I said I like that.
There you go, Dave. But anyway, I thought it was both games. You know, when they only scored one game against the Islanders, that's pretty, you know, low. But you know, they did last night when they went back and forth, it was giving me a heart attack. It was just unbelievable. They gave up a 2-goal lead, and then with that senior, and that goal horn is so annoying. It's just woo. And then that deal, what's the guy? I forgot the name from Family Guy who does it at the end.
It's Quagmire. Giggity, giggity.
Oh, yeah, Quagmire. Yeah, I like him as a character, but just not as the Islanders thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, when are they just going to move to Kansas City? The rivalry isn't even that good anymore. Just hope the cupcakes are done. Right?
Nice. Good job, Robbie. Way to pick up on the bit. Usually you're lagging behind, but well done, Robbie.
Yeah. We had the fish sticks for dinner and then cupcakes for dessert.
There you go. I will agree with you that the rivalry is not what it used to be, but it may never be that again, but it's better than it was. I think there's a lot more bad blood between these two teams than there was maybe even just a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I think it's
true.
I think it's better than it was. And, you know, of course, you know, the Islanders, you know, they've got guys like, you know, Okpozo and Avery that like to, you know, run their mouth. And, you know, even though Okpozo's not playing, but and then that Gillies. Oh, he's another one with that Johnny Cakes mustache from the Sopranos. Jesus. I was calling him Johnny Cakes all last night. It's ridiculous. He's another one that likes to run his mouth.
But you know what, though? It's just... Usually you have to admit, though, I mean, and I know I'm probably going to get criticized for this, but I hate the Devils and Flyers more than the Islanders because, you know, that's usually how it goes with the younger generation because, I mean, I know how the rivalry started with, you know, the check with Neil Popovich, Nielsen and the four cups, but I hate, you know, I mean, usually the rivalry with the Devils and the Flyers has really picked up, especially with the Devils because they've been, you know, competitive. And you know what? I don't mind if it stays like this. I want one half of the rivalry to be
gone. I need you to need me.
I thought the needle was stuck there for a minute, Robbie.
You thought putting Emil Francis on it.
Well, I want one half of the rivalry to be good, which is meaning the Rangers, and I want the other half of the rivalry just to move to Kansas City. That's what I want. But the thing is, you know, look, one of my Mets fans on Facebook, you know, who you guys don't know, he said, no, he doesn't really like hockey anymore, but he was an Islanders fan before, but ever since, you know, now he just said forget about it. But and I said to him, well, how could you even root for them even back then? It's just, it's so absurd. And then he said to me, well, Robbie, you know, he said, you know, I don't like when Rangers fans try and take that away from what the Islanders did, because they were just, they were such a classy organization, and that they, from top to bottom, that they just played hard and they were just enjoyable to watch. And I said to him, look, all I don't, it's the reason why we try and take it away from them is because
Robbie, are you narcoleptic? Are you falling asleep in the middle of a conversation? What are you doing there?
He's been abducted.
Somebody get, we lost him.
Dive,
he hung up.
Dive.
He's gone. I don't know what happened. Hello, Robbie. Robbie, are you there? Hello, Robbie. All right, anyway. You want to hear that again? Oh.
Yummy cupcake. Yummy cupcake. Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
That's for my homie.
Cutter is here tonight, by the way. We're glad you joined us, Cutter. And if you guys want to call in, the number is always 646-478-4692. We got just about 45 minutes to go. We're doing a short show tonight, and Eddie has suggested that maybe we cut down these future post-game shows to an hour, so we'll see what happens. If we run out of steam the last half hour, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, whatever. You're always good. I have to say that it's funny, and he hit it really square on, so to speak, hit the nail on the head, so to speak, with him saying the younger generation's more the Devils and Flyers, because I think a lot of people our age really hate the Islanders. And I found myself today on Facebook getting involved with another moron who's a friend of Dancing Larry. And why an Islander fan is following Dancing Larry is the epitome of the Islanders fans' focus on the New York Rangers and obsession with the popularity of the New York Rangers. So I got it into this guy. I mean, we were going at it, and he had to start with the four cups. We have as many cups as you do in 85 years or whatever, the whole bit. I'm like, listen, dude, your mascot is a dragon. All right. Marky the Dragon is your mascot. That's all I have to say. And then we got into it more. And then this is something that Vinny Vasilino made me aware of. The Islanders, since they've been eliminated, were eliminated by Edmonton on their drive for five.
Right.
They have only won four playoff series since then.
Wow.
In 26 years.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish the thought. Sorry.
No. And this guy was saying the Islanders have a winning history. What? I mean, you know, let it go. I understand the Islanders were the top of the heap. They were a class organization. They were. I mean, all right. I can't even say that. There, we had Mr. Chapter 11, Brian Trotche, and all that. But at the time, they were doing things right, and we were, you know, we had good teams back in the 80s too. We all know that.
But it's just that, you know, the fans today, you know, the younger fans, the guys like Robbie, you know, as they've been growing up through their formative years becoming Ranger fans, they've had to watch the Devils win three cups. Robbie's too young. You know, Robbie was, I think he said it on the show, he was 3 months old when the Rangers won the cup. So, you know, in his fan career, if you will, he's had to watch the Devils win three cups. So obviously, you know, but when we were kids growing up, we had to watch the Islanders win those cups. And, you know, even though the Rangers were pretty good, they were always falling short against the Islanders. And it was, you know, that's why our hatred of the Islanders and the Flyers to a certain extent is maybe a little bit more than the Devils, because, you know, it's just, you know, you go back to your childhood and you just remember all that disappointment. You know, as you get a little older, it gets a little easier to take. But, you know, I think that's the difference. You know, Robbie has seen mostly nothing but Devil success, you know, in his lifetime. Whereas for us,
right,
you know, it's only been the last, you know, it's only been the last 15 years. But, you know, guys like you and me and Mandar and Frosty, you know, the guys that are a little bit older, you know, we were old enough to remember all that that Islander dynasty, you know, and how happy we were when it finally ended.
Yeah, well, you're telling me. I thought the Rangers really ended it in 94 when we played them in the playoffs and we outscored them 22-3 in that playoff series.
Yeah.
Ron Hextall and Tommy Salo. Not Tommy Salo. What was that guy? Tommy Soderstrom? I don't know if that was called. The heart attack man. Soderstrom, I think. So, but anyway, that whole nonsense, when we destroyed them, that was the best. And I think ever since then, it's kind of been...
Now, you got me thinking. You said they've only won four playoff series since the 83 Cup? Is that what you said?
Since after they lost to Edmonton, I guess it's, what, 83, 84 season, maybe?
Okay, yeah, 84, yeah. Since then,
they've
right?
They've only won four playoff series, yes.
Okay, and they had a run in, what was it, 92? When what did they get to the conference finals? Remember they had that run, they played that game against Pittsburgh
right.
That went until, so they won, so they, I, if I'm not mistaken, they won two playoff series that year, didn't they?
Right, yes.
Okay, so that makes it even worse because outside of that, they've won two playoff series in 26
yeah.
years, you know, except for that. I wondered if my history is right, but I think I'm close. I think I'm close. Maybe Mandar or one of the other guys could back me up. But I think it was 92. They had a run to the – I want to say it was the conference finals.
I was talking about, David Volek, Mikko Mäkelä, that whole crew.
What a team.
Enough about the talent. They don't deserve our ad. Give me one more yummy, yummy cupcake. I love it when we win.
Hold on. Where did it go? Here we go.
You're my yummy, yummy cupcake! Yummy, yummy cupcake! Fuck that! Fuck that shit!
Robbie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, we got cut off. Sorry, Jim.
I thought you fell asleep.
No, we just got cut off, so. That's what
Robbie, Robbie the narcoleptic.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I heard what you said about that. It's just, you know... The reason I'm not saying I hate the Islanders. I was remember when they played the Devils in the that last game of the year, and when their season came down to shootout. It was in 2007. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend was the Devils, so I was like, okay, I went. You know, I was rooting for the Devils. I was hoping, even though I don't like, I was rooting for them just to knock the Islanders out. And then you know, it was right next to me were these disgusting. The sack with piercings. I think it was a Bossy and Nystrom jersey, and they were just they would chant every. It was two. I remember it was 2-0 Islanders late, like in the third period, and they were going on the Islanders one, and everyone was like, "Yeah, we're going to the playoffs." And dude, we went to just oh, and they spilled beer on me, by the way.
Those bastards.
Yeah, and then also when they won, and then this is when they. I'm like, all right. I was hoping that you know that the Devils. I mean, the Devils can score. I've never rooted for the Devils so hard in my life, but I was like, okay, the Devils are already in, so you know, let's root for them, whatever. And you know, it's just so when they were in overtime, the shootout, and you know, going into the concourses, the Devils gave out free pucks, and you know. And there was a Rangers fan there with his jacket on with all the four cups. And I think, and I wore, I had a Rangers hat on too. And my friend was like, Robbie, you know, if we were, you know, you're going to get killed. But anyway, and they said, look, there's two Rangers fans there. So the pucks at the fucking Rangers fans. They're assholes. That's what they said to me. That's what
Robbie's
they said
working
to me.
Blue.
That's what they said. They were going to throw pucks at me. What do you think of that?
Bastards. Hey, Robbie. Robbie, the chat room has requested that you get a login name and get into the chat room and join them for the show because you always just kind of call in and then you disappear. They want you to partake in the chat room from now on.
All right, sure. I'll give it a try. I call and know, but anyway, Well, good win tonight, though. Then hopefully they'll beat the Senators now on Sunday. But who are we rooting for tomorrow, the Devils or the Flyers?
Rooting for a tornado. Natural disaster.
We got to go for the Devils because the Devils are deep down and the Flyers are already up there. So we got to pull for the Devils here. But I did hear what you say, though, when I got back on. I mean, the reason why is just because I live in Jersey. They've won three cups. So when I played ice hockey, I would get tortured by this with these little kids. And they were just like, Rangers suck. Rangers suck. We're Stanley Cup champions. And I couldn't deal with it. It's just like a torture. Every single day when I got off the bus, I was going, Ranger chanting. I couldn't take it anymore. And it was during the stretch when Sather just came up, and it was just the longest stretch when they didn't make the playoffs. And I couldn't take it. I cried one time. I couldn't. Yeah, and the Devils won, and it was just, I was praying, God, and just please, Ducks, win in 0-3. Please win. I can't take it anymore. They've won two already. Just please. I can't. And they won. I was like, oh, my God. And everyone, they couldn't wait to torture me because I was the only Rangers fan in the whole school. And they just, it was just completely awful. So those memories, how you guys did with the Islanders and you, Eddie, especially, I had that with the Devils. And the Flyers, you know, thank God they didn't win last year. The reason why I hate them just as much is because they're the Phillies of hockey, and I hate the Phillies. I'm a Mets fan. I hate them, too. They're the same fans. But you guys get I hate the Islanders, too. I mean, I've only seen two of them out here. You guys get the idea.
Go get in the chat room.
All right, I will.
All right, we'll talk.
Good win.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Oh, well, Robbie, what just goes on?
He's a loyal guy. He's a loyal supporter of the show. But the chat room's right. He's got to get in there and mix it up with the gang. You know, he can't just be a caller. You know, he's just coattailing. You know, he just jumps in here, gets his call in, gets himself on the air, and then he disappears.
Uncle Bobby's here from the Uncle Bobby Show. I friended him on Block Talk. We got Uncle Bobby's here. We got everybody here.
Do you want to? Are you in a good mood? You want to do a roll call? I'll leave it up to you.
Why not? Let's do it.
At your discretion. All right, let me pull up your theme music here. So we haven't had one in a couple of weeks. Well, we haven't had one since the party. Here we go.
Mr. Mouth.
It's Mr. Mouth, the new game from Tomy that can't keep his big mouth shut.
Mr. Mouth.
Try to flip your chips into his mouth before he closes it.
Mr. Mouth.
First one out of chips is the winner.
Mr. Mouth.
I'll just give him my hippo hurricane collar.
Welcome to the Blue Shirt Banner Radio Roll Call here at the Funny Face Juice Postgame Show.
What was that one flavor that was really bad? The one we were talking about that night.
There was one goofy grape, but wasn't the real bad one.
Orange Engine or something?
Yeah, Orange Engine. That's real politically correct.
There was an Asian one, too. Or I forget what it was called. I'd have to look it up.
You're ruining my bit here.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're stepping all over my bit.
You want me to play your theme again?
No. All right, let's get down to business. The roll call for December 3rd. All the government checks are in. We're all happy we got money this month. And let's get right to it. Adam from Chicago. Adam, got a chance to meet Adam, and he flew all the way in to meet us. So either he is certifiably insane or he is a diehard Blue Shirt Banner follower. Indeed, he is the latter. Cali owns 24. Cali owns and maybe owning a one-game suspension after that world-class elbow He gave Hans and Franz Nielsen. We'll see that to be determined later by the penalty czar and emailer, the little faker, Colin Campbell. Then we've got Cool AA stuff. That's Autumn-ism-off, I think so. Double A, NCO. Oh, MCO. AMCO. I don't know what that is. But anyway, Autumn, I love you. The great cut at TML who was responsible for the yummy, yummy cupcake bit that we play here. Jeff Diamond, who is continuing his whatever he does. And now we got Dick Deep, who has been supplying me with great information, my co-producer for the evening, Mr. John Rosasco, guest 7964. John, welcome to the program. I think Sam and Pat LaFontaine will be upset that you haven't joined them in the Mercedes post-game show, where you will talk 25 minutes about Ranger Guy's Night Out. What is that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that Guy's Night Out? More like Gay's Night Out. Anyway, guests, and not that there's anything wrong with being. We got a couple guests in there, and maybe one is Robbie trying to figure out how to sign in. We've got Irish Buck 93. The Shamrock Shakes are on me after this 4-point victory, Irish Buck 93. Let's down those Shamrock Shakes together as I'm putting on more weight for the holidays. Jay of the Dead, one of the funniest mofos you're ever going to not eat, because I didn't see Jay of the Dead at the viewing party, but I heard that he's going to try to relocate to this area in order to be it. And John Newman, who is the human StubHub. I have no idea. This guy's got tickets for every game available. The human StubHub, John Newman. We appreciate you and your loyalty is in the show. You are a top-notch super fan of the New York Rangers. And then you got the great Mandaw. That's right, the great Mandaw, one of the all-time greats, one of the all-time great prognosticators. That's right, Mandaw is one of the utmost authorities. He also was known as the absolute authority on some message boards because he knows his hockey like very few. And he did actually challenge Stan Fischler to a who knew more, and Fischler backed down. That was during the lockout way back. Then we have M. Leach, 352. I used Brian Leach in a defense against that Islander idiot I was arguing with earlier in the day when he said the Rangers bought their cup by renting all those Edmonton players. And I was like, yeah, what about that Hall of Famer Brian Leach we had on that team? What about that possible future Hall of Famer Alex Kovalev that we had on that team? What about Sergei Zubov that we had on that team? A lot of people forget that the Rangers had some guys that they had drafted and had picked that really were big contributors to that whole staff. Mike Richter, he was in Edmonton rental. And then we got Myra Piggy. Now, I have to say, this is a new name. Myra Piggy sounds like maybe a Jewish Miss Piggy. Maybe. I don't know, but isn't that against the Jewish religion to have pork or something? I'm not familiar with that. Maybe my Jewish, I'm just a token goy here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know anything about what goes on in that Jewish religion. No pork for the Jews, John Newman has informed me. So Myra Piggy may be a little bit confused, but if you are indeed confused, then you will be welcome here amongst the most confused bunch of human beings on the planet. Here on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. And then we've got the great Ranger Dude 35, Zach, who has told me he works at the NHL store in Manhattan. Visit him. He needs the commission money. He's working his way through college, and he's got a bad gambling problem with scratch-off lottery tickets. And now, we got RCDXXX93. I don't know what RC stands for, but I love RC Cola. Why? Because it's cheaper than that Coca-Cola products you can get for like 79 cents. A little bit of an aftertaste, but if you save it 50 cents, 40 cents, it's well worth it. You have to suffer in this life. This is what our parents taught us. And then Uncle Bobby from the Uncle Bobby Show. I listened to the Uncle Bobby Show and made him a favorite. Uncle Bobby, we'll talk later about improving your program. And then, Bob Zilli, one of the all-time greats. He's been there from day one. He has helped me in tremendous fashion. Bob Zilli, I salute you. For those about to rock, we salute you. And John Newman, you should not be talking about body types. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Blue Shirt Banner Radio Ranger Roll Call for today, December 3rd, Government Check Night.
Speaking of the great John Newman, the human stub hub, he is on the line. John, good evening. Welcome. How are you?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Oh, you're talking awful quiet. Is the lovely Miss Cat sleeping or something?
Negative. I'm at home. I'm on my phone. I'm trying to keep my parents just well asleep.
Try to what? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So how are you guys?
Doing well. So you were at the game?
I was at the game.
Well, of course you're at the game.
I'm the human stub hub, as you said. And Jim, your flight is booked for Sunday.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah, you can come on in whenever you like.
Can I stay at your house?
No, you'll get the flight right back after the game.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you could stay at Sonic.
Yeah, Newman and Stacy won tickets to go sit in a luxury suite at the new Meadowlands Stadium on Sunday for the Giants game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
That's the life. And I sold my and I put my tickets up for the Eagles game. They went in 15 minutes, Jim.
Oh yeah.
I put them up at 12:30. They were gone by 12:45.
You sold out in 15 minutes. You're all proud.
I am proud. $350 in my pocket.
Now, so you won these seats. Are you excited? First of all, what am I talking about this? Did you watch the game, John? I mean, you were there. Wasn't it exciting? Were the fans happy? I mean, give us your take.
The fans were very happy. There were a lot of too bad DP wasn't in goal. That would have been a lot better.
Well,
the score would have been a lot bigger.
He's tired.
Oh, please.
He's an idiot, by the way. Him talking about, I love playing the Rangers. I love it. I love being hated.
Can we just say this? At least it wasn't as bad as what Hedberg did the other night against Montreal.
What did he do?
You didn't see what Hedberg did against Montreal last night?
No.
I never watched
it. He was pulled in 98 seconds.
98 seconds into the game, he was pulled?
He gave up two goals in 98 seconds.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
Who is their backup?
McKinley or McKenna?
Henley, I think. Yeah, I know that dude. Oh. Yeah, I know that dude. I sound like Spicoli there. But big win for the Rangers. I mean, hey, 4 points, right?
Mm-hmm. Big 4 points in two nights.
So,
It will be another 2 points on Sunday, by the way.
Let's hope so. 5 o'clock start.
I will not be there.
Who will be there? I mean, it's the middle of... I know the Jets are playing Monday night, but still, it's in the middle of football. No one is going to those games, Jim. And, John, nobody's going to them.
I know.
And, you know, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, the football, you know, they're emotioned out by the end of a football day, you know? If you figure half of a Rangers crowd is Giant fans and the other half is Jet fans, if they spent the day watching the Giants or the Jets, they're not up for it. It's hard to rally and, you know, get your emotions going for it. I think they're hurting themselves by doing this. That's just me. I don't know.
Exactly. And I think so many Jet fans are going to be almost too nervous to go to a Ranger game because I don't want to get into a football tangent here, but Jet fans are, I mean, this is it. Everybody's nervous and just can't wait for this game to be over, you know. So it just doesn't make sense that they schedule these games.
That was terrible.
I don't know. Yeah. So I hope you have a good time at the luxury suite. Tell me how the better half lives, John.
I will.
You know, I really want to know.
Free drink and free food. Let's put it that way, Eddie.
You know, when you say free food, there might be a rampage if I'm around.
There wouldn't be any more free food if you were there.
You know, I've met you in person, Newman. You're not exactly anorexic.
Thanks, Jim. How's your diet, by the way?
Non-existent? I lost 35 pounds.
I know you have in your head, though.
Guess what, John?
Cut me off. Let's go. Cut me off. Let's go.
Bye. I got news for you, Jimmy. You look really good. I forgot to say this. I mean, I'm saying this in a completely heterosexual way. You look really good. I think I will hazard a guess that you probably get less body fat than John Newman. And Newman's got a fat head.
I don't know. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I was just glad I fit into my old Rangers jacket. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wore my old starter. It was nice to fit into that. Are you ready for Cutter? We have Cutter on hold.
Oh, boy. All right, Cutter.
All right.
It better
we got
be
stuff.
Good.
Jeff, are you there? Switchboard's kind of crapping out on me now, of course. Hold on. Wait, try again. Jeff, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Good evening, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, I'm following it. Adam from Chicago just said Jim goes back to AZ and Newman starts talking. But I'm kind of following along in the chat room, and you and Mandar are having a little trivia back and forth here, I see. Are you challenging the great Mandar to a trivia?
Well, he's kind of challenging me.
Jeff, I know you know your hockey, but I think Mandar, I wouldn't go up against him. Let me put it that way. I wouldn't go up against him. Eddie, would you go up against Mandar in a trivia contest? I mean, you know your stuff, but
I wouldn't hockey. He's got a better memory than me, but and I know Cutter knows Cutter's been in some contests, but the one thing you will not beat Mandar in. And I really think he should somehow make this talent into money, is baseball trivia. He's won many contests, radio contests.
See, Cutter's pretty good at the baseball, too.
Yeah. Actually, Mandar has actually won a trip to the Stanley Cup when the Red Wings beat the Capitals. He was there. In Washington, to see that happen. So, Mandar never had to challenge anyone. But anyway, Cutter, I got to first of all say, I'm sorry about what's happening to your Leafs right now. I know things are really bad over there. I'm really pulling for them, but I don't know what's going on.
It could be worse. It could be the Islanders.
Well, yeah, but you're
right.
But you're almost there, Cutter. You're not far off. You guys are 5 points ahead of the Islanders. That's not you're not exactly dominating the race. Wouldn't you at this point? Well, wait. Do you guys have a first round pick next year?
No, we don't.
So, okay. That makes it even worse. You guys are going to get that. You're going to watch. Who's it? Boston's got your pick, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Devastating.
It came out. I don't know if you saw that article, but it came out. Forbes magazine had the richest franchises. The franchises that were worth the most, and Toronto was number one, and the Rangers were number two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
So we at least have that.
And there's rumors that the Leafs are for sale. Do I have that right?
Yes. According to sources, Rogers wants to buy out like all of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. That's the Leafs, the Raptors, the soccer club Toronto FC, and pretty much and a few of the major cable channels. Well, Raptors TV and Leafs TV, for that matter.
Now, and from and the it's the Ottawa Pension Plan, the teachers' pension or something that owns the majority stake,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah, Ontario okay. Teachers' Pension Plan. Yep.
And I was reading an article today how if the Leafs are if Rogers does buy the Leafs, it could mean the end of hockey night in Canada.
Yeah, I know. I read that article too.
Which would be that would be a scary thought.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So Cutter, what else you got? I'm trying to engage in conversation here. You give me one-word answers.
Yeah.
Give me something.
Okay. I know I haven't been doing my Leafs crisis as of late. I've been doing other video projects and all that. But the last one I did was the trip to the Hockey Hall of Fame Legends game. Did any of you see that?
No. I've been waiting for that.
It's out.
The video that you did is out?
Yeah, the Leafs crisis one. Yeah, it's there.
All right, can you link, maybe put the link on my Facebook or something so I can find it, so I can go watch
yeah,
it, okay?
I
subscribe to you on YouTube, but quite frankly, many videos that I can't keep up. And every time it brings up your videos, they're all videos of you playing video games. And no offense, Jeff, but to me, that's just not exciting.
I know. That's okay, though.
But I like your Leafs Crisis videos, but I just can't watch videos of people playing video games. I'd rather actually play the video game. So anyway. All right, so send me the link on Facebook. Send me the link of your Legends thing, because I'd like to take a look at it, and maybe we could put it on the banner at some point.
Well, it's a three-part thing.
Okay.
Okay.
What else
was I thinking of? Well, I was going to do an anti-Islander rap on the air, but is anyone on hold?
You want to do that?
Hold on. Let me see if anybody – let me make sure nobody's on hold. Nobody's on hold. The floor is yours. Would you like – hold on.
Okay,
hold on. Wait a minute. Let me know when you're ready, and I will tell you – and I have a little theme for you. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I get in my head. Of course, this is like spur of the moment. That's the problem.
It's okay. He's free-flowing, as the hip-hop crowd says. See, I'm down.
Okay. Give me a beat.
Are you ready?
Wait,
what's
the
beat?
Cutter's new round.
Okay. Are you ready? Let's do this. Yo, the Islanders just don't. No one to quit. Come on. It's just the Rangers' time, you know. Come on now. 4+ since the 80s. Come on. Even the Leafs do better. Come on. Yeah, well, I'd rather take the Islanders behind the woodshed and make it my fucking geisha. It's just what you need to know.
What?
It's just what you need to know. That the Islanders blow. I love eating Swiss cupcakes because they make me go number two so fucking fast. Okay. I think they want me to.
That's
stop.
Great, yeah. Give them the applause. I want to take you behind the woodshed. That is classic.
Well done, Cutter.
Yeah, I will
very
take you behind.
Well done.
Yeah,
I like
will take
fact.
You behind the. Yeah, I will take you behind the woodshed and make you my geisha. I hope you guys all know what that means.
That's the best line. That's the best.
You don't have
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be seriously. You were very close to getting blown up until you threw the geisha comment in there. I was seriously on the verge of blowing you out, but that when you hit that, all right, you nailed it.
Well,
well done.
Okay, well, One more thing.
All right.
I seriously want. Well, Jay actually said that in the chat room. He said that there should be a trivia challenge between me and Mandar, and you two ask questions and all that. I mean, I'm up for it. Is Mandar up for it?
Well, we could certainly ask him. That could be interesting. We could do that one night.
Can we do it Wednesday because we got 10 minutes left in the show. And
well, yeah, I mean we're not going to do it tonight, but maybe Wednesday or the week after. Let us take a look at the upcoming Ranger schedule and just see how much is going on. And in the next couple of weeks before Christmas, I will guarantee we'll get the two of you on here and we'll set some parameters and how we're going to do this. We'll have a little trivia off. But what are the stakes going to be? I think there should be some kind of stakes. Perhaps I don't know, some kind of gentleman's wager here. You have to send Mandar his favorite a case of his favorite Canadian beer or something, and I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to settle the stakes sometime.
All right, we'll work this all out, and then before Christmas in the coming weeks, we'll get the two of you on here, and you guys can go at it, and we'll have to independently figure out what the questions will be and what the what the parameters are. All right.
Right, and I will tape it to prove that I'm not going to cheat.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to cheat.
I suggest Mandar do the same.
That would be the first thing is we'd have to make sure. I mean, you'd only have like 10 or 15 seconds to answer a question because otherwise, I'd know you're Googling the answer.
Right. But I'm going to put it on video to make sure to prove to Mandar that I don't need to cheat.
Okay, that's fine. Are you going to actually turn the lights on for this video? Or is it going to be another one of your film noir videos that's all in the dark?
Yeah, my basement's got some bad lighting, I guess.
Most basements do.
All right, so how about if you win the trivia challenge, then Mandar has to buy you a lamp for your basement.
Well, no, actually, it actually works a little better with my ceiling fan on, with my ceiling fan light on, but it doesn't make much of a difference. You're right.
Okay. All right. We'll figure this all out, and we'll talk about it in the next couple of weeks. Okay.
All right. Let's get it on.
All right. Talk to you later, Jeff.
Let's get it on.
All right. I'm gonna hang up.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, he plays this music. Do you remember the other night when I tried to pick up on him?
Yeah.
And he had music? What is? I don't know what he's doing. Is it?
I don't know what he does.
Does he get played off the stage? Is he like Is he like Don Rickles or something?
I think he's calling from some asylum, and it's only phone call, and that's the intercom music that keeps him quiet. Cutter's the best. I love Cutter, and I will always stick up for him.
He's a good kid. He really is. He's fun. He's okay.
Yeah.
I like to tease
right.
him a little bit, but he's a good guy. All right. We only got a couple of minutes left, so go ahead.
All right. So let's talk about we got Ottawa the next two games, right?
Right.
Now, these games are, what, Sunday at 5, and then they're not playing till when? Thursday?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the schedule. So just bear with me, but that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a somebody game.
Let's see, where are we? December. Sunday and Thursday.
It's a weird thing, right? A home and home with Ottawa. We're, that's kind of a weird thing.
With three nights off in between, it's like the World Series.
Yeah, right. So, I think overall, I think we got a lot to be happy for. As far as these 4 points, and you may be right. I think you brought up a good point that Tortorella seems to be doing everything right as far as his little moves, and as much as we hate the juggling of the lines, he seems to have everybody on board. Which which was not the case.
No, it wasn't.
You just got the feeling that there was a lot of push and pull between the players and the coach, and you know. So, I love that Uncle Bobby knows nothing about sports, but he's from Jersey. So he said, "Oh, go Devils!" And then the whole chat room turned against him. We got to turn Uncle Bobby into a Ranger fan. That's our number one priority. We need to get him to be a Ranger fan, and then you'll find out that Ranger fans are the funniest people on earth, because it's either laugh or cry most
right.
of the time. So we find solace and commiserate with laughter and insane chat.
And I want to throw this out before I forget. We talked about before, you know, Chris, who emailed us from South Africa. If except for Chris, you in South Africa, and our buddy Chris Smith in the UK, if you happen to be listening to our podcast or whatever, and you are international, please shoot me an email at blueshirtbanner@gmail.com. One of our writers is kind of working on something regarding the Rangers and their international popularity. So, and he'd like to kind of correspond with you guys and make you a part of the story, if you wouldn't mind. So please shoot me an email at blueshirtbanner@gmail.com. And just so that I have a contact information for you, and we'd like to get you involved. And,
That Chris from the UK has been emailing me, and I haven't been able to get back to him. I apologize for that. But, we have the people in Egypt listening to us. It always amazes me that we have all these diehard fans that listen to this show.
Yeah.
The show continues to grow, like, unbelievable. And unbelievably, rather. And it just goes to show you that we got the best fans. And frankly, we actually are. We're quality. Because you guys wouldn't accept anything less.
That's right.
And so hopefully we'll get some playoffs this year. I mean, things are looking good, Jim, for playoffs at least.
No doubt.
They
got to keep it up. And how about, you know, we haven't touched on, and I know we only got like 2 minutes left, but is this with Chris Drury? I mean, isn't this broken figure of his getting a little strange?
Still not healed.
I mean, we're going on 8 weeks now, and they just kind of pushed back the date last week and said, you know, he's not ready. And that was pretty much the only. I mean, it's getting a little strange. It really is. And I mean,
it is.
You know, we bitch about him, nobody more than me. But I mean, they do miss his penalty killing, and they do miss the things he does bring. You know, they miss his face-off ability. They miss having a guy that can take the defensive face-offs. But it's just, it's getting a little strange to me.
Yeah.
You know, how long it's taking for this finger to heal. But we can talk about that more next week.
I'm just worried about when he comes back. What are they going to do? I mean, it seems like, you know, it's gonna ruin the continuity of the team. As much as you'd like to get him back for those reasons, I'm a little worried about the continuity of the team. And, and I also wanted to just going back, this is really backtracking to the announcing. I'm sick and tired of Sam and Joe going, wow, this game's got a lot of pace to it. Wow. There's got a lot of edge to it in the first 5 minutes. I'm sick of that. Wow. This game's got a lot of edge, Sam. Damn, wow. Come on, stop. Stop trying to make a storyline in the first 5 minutes. And did you notice every time that Popovich sucked Cant went up tonight? You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Jinx. Scoring opportunities for the Islanders.
Yeah.
Stop it. Sorry, Zach. I know you want everybody to look at you and go, that's the guy who whistles, but guess what? No.
And sorry to Tourette's Tommy sitting up in section 427.
Yeah. Sit down, Chuckles. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, Uncle Bobby and the rest, and all the regulars. You guys are top notch, and I love you.
This is three or four of these post game shows that we've scheduled, and the Rangers have won, so we might have to keep this up.
Really?
All right,
okay.
You got the home and home at Ottawa, and then Columbus and Washington next weekend, and then Pittsburgh again. So some tough games coming up, and we will see you guys Wednesday night. Thanks again, guys, for coming out on short notice. We'll see you.
Take care.
All right, we're off the air. Good show.
Yeah, it was very good. Cutter was hysterical.
Yeah, he's funny.
It's really turned into the Stern Show.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It really is. It's just it's fun most of the time. You know, with the chat room and everything. You know, sometimes they get a little crazy, but most of the time it's pretty fun. And I think it'd be fun to have him and Mandar go at it in a trivia. I think that would be fun. I think people would enjoy hearing that. You know,
Definitely.
so we could do that in the next couple of weeks. So, all right, sir.
All
have
right.
a good weekend.
Yes, you too, man.
I'll talk to you later.
Take care, bro.
All right, you too. Bye.